like visiting old towns and cities? What about abandoned towns? Ghost towns. Did you know that there are over 200 ghost towns in California alone? Hello, fellow travelers. This is Mary G. Graham, your travel diva with Radio Daddy-O. And today I'd like to talk about one particular ghost town in California that I visited a few years back and lived to tell the tale. My husband and I had been camping in Tuolumne Meadows in Yosemite and decided to take a day trip over to Mono to visit the infamous ghost town of Bodie. It was quite the drive, a little tricky to get to, mostly over unpaved roads. But it was beautiful, and I remember the sky that day was filled with the most amazing clouds. I was excited, having never been to a real ghost town before, and was not really sure what to expect. Bodie, California, is a former gold mining town perched on the eastern side of the Sierras north of Mono Lake. Bodie is California's official ghost town. Though it became renowned for having abundant gold reserves, it was equally infamous for its lawlessness as gamblers, stage robbers, and gunfighters made their way to town. After a fire destroyed much of the town in 1932, Bodie lost its population slowly until it was declared a state park in 1960. This 19th century ghost town encompasses numerous original buildings in varying states of decay. But what does remain are around 100 structures, including the Methodist Church, a saloon, a bank vault, the old general store, and the cemetery. One of the original mining towns in 1880, Bodie was the third most populous and was one of the biggest towns in California with over 10,000 residents. It's remote and in the mountains, and like I said, it can be a little tricky to get to. Even so, there were plenty of gambling halls, brothels, 65 saloons, and even a 601 vigilante group. 601 stood for 6 feet under, zero trials, one rope. This group was notorious for taking the law into its own hands. By 1920, thanks to terrible weather and exhausted mines, Bodie's population dwindled to 120 persons. Bodie is about 8,000 feet above sea level, where the winds can get pretty fierce, up to 100 miles an hour, and there has never been one month on record where frost was not recorded. But it was the fire in 1932 that sealed Bodie's fate as a ghost town. There used to be many mining families living in Bodie, but mining was a dangerous occupation. Many of the young men perished in the mines, but their spirits remain in the town. Some visitors swear that when they walk through the town, they feel as though they are being followed. They also report seeing different lights turn on and off by themselves. Sometimes people say they hear music playing from the old saloons in the town, faintly on the wind. There is also supposedly a curse, making Bodie one of the only cursed California townships. There's a big sign as you enter the park advising visitors that it is unlawful to take anything from the park. Every visitor who has ever tried to steal from the town reportedly has had horrible misfortunes happen. So make sure that you do not disturb anything in the town if you visit. In fact, people are constantly mailing back to the ranger station things that they've taken, rocks, artifacts, because they felt bad luck followed them after they did so. Now, my husband, who loved old glass bottles and had quite the collection at one time, picked up a bottle that he found while we were walking around and wanted to bring it home. I, of course, being the superstitious human that I am, vehemently made him put it right back where he found it, stating the history of the curse and listing all the bad things that would happen if he did not. Well, needless to say, he did as I requested, and we left everything where we found it. I will say that it is very interesting and a little creepy walking around Bodie on a hot August day. The wind was blowing, and dust tornadoes would kick up now and then, and yes, there were tumbleweeds of a sort. What was so interesting is that when the people left, they left everything. Tables were still set for meals, school desks still had papers on them, books laying on the floors, dishes on counters, almost as if they had no notice, just up and left. Like I said, it's a bit creepy. But if you're like me and enjoy the mystery and history of a place, and a ghost town especially, make your way to Bodie. You'll never forget it. Just remember, don't take any souvenirs, or the ghosts might just follow you home. This has been Mary G. Graham, your travel diva, on Radio Daddy-O.